BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Friday. On it, the whole world goes bonkers for best song ever, the new track by One Direction. We play it first on Radio 1. Trend worldwide, and the full chat with Harry Styles is on this download. Real or No Real with Matt Edmondson today. We want you to make a video to try and get to Ibiza for the Radio 1 weekend. Chris has a go, and he also has a go at making the actual best song ever, featuring Shakira. And this is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. It's Friday afternoon and the sun is still out in most places. I feel like I need to do a proper, like, BBC announcement now because there are people listening all over the UK and there are people who have woken up early or are staying up late around the world.
Is this like that bit in The King's Speech? You know that film where they're like, this is London.
I'm going to do that.
Oh, right, okay.
This is London. This is the BBC. Today we have... I can't keep it up.
Mm.
Today we have the brand new One Direction song... Best song ever. It's the first time it's been ever played on Radio 1. And Harry Styles is on the show. We will chat to him later on. Right, let me just let you into a little secret, a behind-the-scenes secret. Let me explain what's been going on the last few days. I've been having a mare.
Mm.
There have been intense behind-the-scenes negotiations going on about when this song is going to be played on the radio. It's a big deal. Now, this record goes out to the entire world at the same time. So all at the same time, which means we've all had to agree a certain time to play it. Now, pretty much every continent in the world is kind of awake right now, apart from guess who?
Baku. No, that's no,
it's not a continent, no. That's in Azerbaijan.
Let me guess. No. Is it America?
It is. It's right. The Americas. How good does that sound?
Mm.
How did this happen? It's little One Direction.
So what are you saying here? That we're waiting.
We have
until
to blame America.
Up?
We're waiting for the Americas to wake up. Like, they are so big now, it's ridiculous. So I reckon they are sitting in their mansions, probably counting the monies in toweling robes with a little bit of incense burning, not too much, just a little bit to give off that vapour, and a man gently fanning them and giving them occasional snacks of caviar, waiting for the whole world to hear their song. If I was them, I would be the same.
Mm.
You've got to wait for the Americas to wake up, darling.
Do you reckon they're just ticking off on a big map as the countries wake up?
I reckon they've got like a huge, great big, you know those maps you see in those films? Yeah, with all the pins in?
Oh, with a pin, and they're just popping a pin in every time.
There's a pin in every country! So, this is what's going to happen. We are going to play the brand new One Direction single and chat with Harry Styles from 3:30 this afternoon. It's gone back and forward and back and forward, but the Americans need to wake up.
And they'll be awake at that time.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this.
So that's the situation.
That's the situation.
They'll be awake at that time. That's when we're doing it.
So you will hear the chat with Harry Styles and also the song from 3:30 this afternoon. Listen from 3:30. If you're excited and you're on Twitter, use the hashtag best song ever on Radio 1. Ah, this takes me back to when we didn't have to wait for the Americas and I had the first play anywhere in the world. One Direction. All we have so far is a little teaser, as you know.
And we dance all night to the best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I know.
Not that they called it best song ever. It's bold. Do you think it's going to be the best song ever, Chris, when we hear the full thing? Very clever they've called it that.
We'll have to see, won't we? It's a good idea calling it that, though.
But you said before that Shakira She-Wolf is the best song ever. You did say that.
No, I didn't. Technically, I said it was the new Bohemian Rhapsody,
you said
potentially.
I think you said it was the best song ever. And you also said it about this.
Oh, no, this is a tune.
No, but you said it was the best song ever.
No, but I think when people look back in the future, they'll say this was one of the greatest songs ever made.
But then you also said about this as well. I'm not being funny. It's not the best song ever. It's good, this, but
I don't know.
Come on.
I certainly wouldn't rule it out as one of the best songs ever made.
Do you think One Direction is going to be better or worse than Neo Closer?
I don't know, but it's just a very bold claim, isn't it, of theirs to suggest that it could be bigger than Neo Closer.
Better or worse than...
Oh, I won't have a bad word said against the street, Scott.
Yeah, but is it the best song ever?
I don't know. I mean, I'm saying it's up there. And we danced all night to
the best song ever. Some people pointing out, actually, technically it's a song about the best song ever. It's not the best song in the world. It's just a tribute to the best song ever. They're not saying that it's the best song ever.
I love the words in this chorus. It's simple, isn't it? You can see where that's going.
They danced all night to She-Wolf. Aroo! Top quality lyrics, go!
Oh, oh, oh.
It's going to be in your head, though. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, have you got some more pins? We need to go stationary to put in that map.
Right, where have you got now?
Russia. Do you know where that is?
Do you know where that is?
Absolutely.
So you know your geography is not great.
Actually, it is. Better than yours. Philippines. Stick a pin in that. Mm. Go on. Where is it?
Not sure.
Mm-hmm. Netherlands.
Yeah, I've got
also
that.
Known as...
What do you mean, also known as? What, Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is it? Put it in the map. Stick a pin in it.
Holland. Philippines, I'm not sure. I've just put...
Spain? Any idea?
Yes, it was Spain's fine.
Spain, yeah. It's that one down from France and just there. Thailand. They're on.
Okay.
Singapore, that's on.
Yeah.
Colombia, they're listening. No, stuck there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm next
okay,
one.
Okay, definitely stuck now. Slovakia.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Well, look, everyone's
Mexico,
on then, clearly. The
Mexico,
world's on.
Put Mexico on. The world is on.
So I just...
And all over the UK.
I'm just going to scatter pins.
Just put pins in everything, is my... And, right. Like, the whole UK, just literally so many pins you can't actually see it anymore, I think. It's fair enough. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So we're playing this One Direction song later on for the first time on Radio 1. Now, you've not heard the whole song, have you? You've only heard the 30-second clip that's been online.
No, I've only heard the 30 seconds that you've shown me.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Now, one of my favourite things that we do is make you sing the first thing that comes into your head with this.
Yeah.
Because normally all sorts of weird stuff comes out. Do you remember when we did that with Jake Bugg, that really short Jake Bugg song, and we decided that it wasn't long enough?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I wanted people to get value for money from it, didn't I? So I carried it on a bit.
I've got that here.
And here is verse 2, just for you. Cows go moo.
I don't like to let you think about it too much.
Mm.
And by the end of that, you were singing about me on a farm in a hat making friends with a goat. It's just all the stuff that's in your head at the time. I like it.
Mm.
So I want to do the same with this One Direction clip. I'd like you to finish the song. Obviously, we've only got this 30-second teaser at the moment. Are you happy with this? You can finish the song for me and what you think it might sound like?
Yeah, so just carry on with whatever I can think of.
Whatever comes into your head, just carry on singing. Once again, I see you brought your mate Dave along.
Yes, well, it just seems an obvious solution. When you said you wanted this done, because he can carry on the music in the background, right? I'll just do the words.
Dave will carry on playing.
He will do... I'm Macklemore, he's Ryan Lewis, if you will.
What I like about you, Dave, is if someone just tells you a song, you can just kind of go with it. Even if it's just kind of spontaneously coming out of their mouth, you can kind of work around it, which I like.
Cool, let's try it.
Okay, well, I think we should just play the teaser clip that we've got, and then you two just carry on when the clip ends.
Okay.
So Chris on vocals, Dave on keys.
Right, let's do it.
Best song ever, go!
Oh, 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 think it went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like a cheesy love story. Boy meets girl. Girl meets boy. Boy likes girl. Girl not so sure. Not sure what for. She's turning heads when you walk through the door. They're struggling for conversation. But then the best song comes on. I think it went, oh, oh, oh. No, 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 Otto knows, 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 knows.
you're saying?
Rubbish.
Really?
Well, now you're saying that Otto Knows is best song ever, which I doubt.
It just naturally went that way.
Right.
It wasn't planned. It's just all the noises in the chorus. When I was singing it, it just sort of went into Otto Knows.
Yeah. And then it went... Okay, yeah, I see what you meant.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that Otto Knows is the best song ever. That's probably
where that's clearly She-Wolf by Shakira.
Probably where this has gone wrong.
Do you need a bit more time, do you think?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, if I play some songs and then you come up with something... better than that.
Is that not job done?
I think you could do better. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, well, I've given Chris some time to think about this, and apparently he's come up with a plan.
Yes, I have. Okay. Well, it's a plan to make the actual best song ever. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Well, because the title is Best Song Ever, so maybe the tact with this should be that I create the best song ever. And what I'm thinking is if I mix together what I think some of the best songs ever are... We can maybe mix in all of these songs together, and then if you mix in all the best songs ever made, it will make the best song ever, okay. I imagine, won't it?
Good luck with that, Dave.
Me and Dave have been messing around, and I've come up with four or five songs which I think are the best songs ever. I've written them down here. You call these, Dave.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Let's try it. Just like before, I will play the clip from the actual One Direction song, or we have, and then you guys finish it for me.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Now, on Radio 1, Chris Stark.
Hello.
Vocals. Dave Cribb. Keys. Apparently, this is going to be the best song ever. So, take it away.
Is that what this is?
Take it away. Go.
Right, here we go, Cribb.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think it went oh, oh, oh. Think about yeah, yeah, yeah. If I was to write the best song ever, I would mix my Chemical Romance with Shakira. I'd probably add The Streets, maybe a bit of Daft Punk. There would be She-Wolf. You would dry your eyes, mate. When I was a young boy, my father took me into the sitting room. Sitting room? See a marching band. Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Ah, woo! There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Ah, woo!
Yes. There's a she-wolf in my closet. Open up and let her in. Ah, woo! There's a she-wolf in my closet. Let's put in Daft Punk.
Yeah.
We're up all night to the sun. He's up all night to get some. She's up all night to the sun.
I'm up all night to get lucky.
And he wrote the best song ever. It was like One Direction with Shakira. When I was a young boy, father took me into the city to see a marching band. There's a she-wolf in my closet. Open up and let her in. Woo! She's up all night to the sun. She's up all night to the burn. She's up all night to get burn. I'm up all night to get... Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Oh, oh, oh.
Think it went eh, eh, eh. Oh, 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 oh. The best song ever. Ah, woo.
Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed.
It's fine. I'm sorry. That just happened.
Don't be sorry. People in America love it. And Mexico. There's people tweeting me in Spanish. I think it's reaction to the best song ever that you just did, but I don't understand it.
Well, we don't know.
I don't want to read it out in case it's rude. No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Esto es BBC Radio 1 en Ibiza.
Radio 1's Ibiza Weekend, legendary Ibiza Weekend, is back. Do you want to go? Mm-hmm. Been to Ibiza before? Ever been on the Radio 1 weekend? It's amazing. So, it's happening the first weekend in August... And if you want to go, listen to me now. We are giving you and three mates a chance to come and party with us in Ibiza. Here's what will happen in an ideal world. You will fly to Ibiza on Thursday, the 1st of August, and you will get passes to all of our events on the island. So you'll just have one of those fancy lanyards around your neck all the time. One of these, that's my BBC pass, it's not as good.
Not as fancy.
But just put it around your neck and you'll feel well important, because all the passes to all the events on the island will be round your neck. Radio 1, over the weekend, is doing the breakfast show with Nick Grimshaw on Friday the 2nd of August. Radio 1's Dance Night live from the Ushuaia Beach Hotel. Incredible lineup of DJs there, including Rudimental, Alesso, and of course, Pete Tong. Radio 1's Dance Anthems with Danny Howard on Saturday the 3rd, and then the big one on Saturday night, Radio 1's Extended Essential Mix live from Cream at Privilege with Eric Prydz and Hardwell. So you get flights, hotel, and entry to all Radio 1's events in Ibiza. This is a brilliant, brilliant thing. And it's for you and three mates. This is what you need to do. I need you to record a short video of you and your mates showing us what it would be like to be on holiday with Radio 1. Now, I think some people will think, oh, this sounds well complicated. It's not at all. You don't need to be Spielberg to do this. You can do it on your phone. You don't even need any fancy recording equipment. Just put your video on your phone. We want you to film yourselves showing what a good time you would have with us, but it needs to be no more than 30 seconds, because the people watching it will be like, eh. If it goes on, you just need to impress quickly in 30 seconds. So just impress us by being creative, show us what good mates you are, just generally make us laugh, show your personality, and also show how much you love your dance music and love Radio 1. So what you need to do is introduce yourself and your mates on this video. Tell us why we should pick you in kind of the most entertaining way you can. And then, hopefully, you and three mates could be joining us in Ibiza at the start of August. You and your mates need to be 18 or over, and you need to be free to travel on Thursday, the 1st of August, for that whole weekend. All details on how to enter, more tips on what you could put in your video, and all terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/radio1. But you don't have long for this, so get your mates together maybe tonight over a couple of beers or over the weekend if you're seeing your friends. Maybe do it in the sunshine somewhere, because the competition closes on Monday at 6:30 p.m. So you're going to have to be quick on this, but it's not too much of a chore, really. It's just making a 30-second video.
I'm just thinking about it myself. I'm thinking what I would do in the video.
Well, you can't actually apply.
Oh, it's so frustrating. I want to go.
Well, you can't.
Can I do...
Why don't you do, like... You know how I love a how-to video?
Yeah.
Why don't you do a how-to video of how to make a video?
I can do that.
Or just maybe an example of what you could do.
Well, it's only a quick thing, isn't it?
Yeah. 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds on your phone. It's dead easy.
I can do that.
Do you remember how I watched on YouTube how to light a gas barbecue recently?
Yeah.
See, I find those how-to videos very useful. Right, I'll tell you what we'll do then. I'll play some songs. Why don't you do it outside, because it's a lovely day again today.
Yeah, I'll bosh a quick video, show everyone how it's done.
Just see how it's done. No, but just show people how easy it is.
Yeah, all right.
So the best videos are going to be put on our website for Radio 1 listeners to decide their favourite six. So get yours in now, as soon as you can. Those six lucky people that get chosen will take part in a competition on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Quite harsh. The final is happening at the airport on Thursday, the 1st of August, which means there will be some tears as people get to go to the airport but don't actually get to go to Ibiza. They go straight home. Oh, harsh. But it's a brilliant, brilliant thing. So you and three mates in Ibiza, go to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. You'll find all the details there on how to make your video, but it's dead simple. 30 seconds or less, that's all we need. Be entertaining, introduce yourselves, and tell us why you should be in Ibiza with us.
Esto es
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 en Ibiza.
Still trending worldwide. Best song ever on Radio 1. If you're using a hashtag on Twitter and you're excited. Someone says, why won't America just wake up? Can you play marimba? I think... There we are. America, wake up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Chris, where are you, please?
I'm just... Well, I've just come in just from outside, just outside the BBC building here.
Okay, are you making a how-to video about winning a trip to Ibiza?
Yeah, I am. We're trying to, anyway.
Who have you gathered with you to be your mates, your pretend mates?
So you know, there's like all these tours that go on at this building.
Yeah.
I managed to find like a whole load of people in the BBC reception. And just sort of grabbed them and got them involved in this video. But I think it could be good.
Oh, yeah. In this building all the time, they have like these BBC tours where they show them around and go, look, there's Radio 1. Look, there's the newsroom. So you just grab some of them and they agree to take part and be your friends.
Yeah, I think the thing is, anyone can make these videos. So I just went downstairs, tried to find whoever I can. Lucky enough, bumped into these people. And that's what I've gone with.
Okay, so did you make us laugh and be creative?
We've taken this video, so we need to get this video off my phone now.
Okay,
and then we'll give that to you.
Did you make it 30 seconds or less?
Yes, it is. It's less than 30 seconds. It's good fun.
Did you introduce yourself and say why you should be on holiday in Ibiza with Radio 1?
I did, yeah.
Okay, you've done it, I think. Right, so that's on your phone. You can send it in now. You won't win because you're not eligible, but good.
No, I'll send it in and people can see it and see how easy it is.
Okay, awesome. And don't forget, you can do this as well. This is the idea. Record a short video of you and your mate showing us what you reckon it would be like to be on holiday in Ibiza with us with Radio 1. Doesn't need to be like a perfect video. It can be really shaky. It can just be on someone's phone. Just film yourselves, showing what a good time you're having. Introduce yourselves, show some personality, show you love Radio 1, and tell us why you want to be in Ibiza. You've got to be 18 or over. You've got to be able to go on Thursday, 1st of August, for that weekend to Ibiza. This is a brilliant, brilliant competition.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I do realise that I said to people in Australia, stay awake, and then played the XX with Fiction. I think I need to play Marimba again. Shall we play it again? Wake up! There's people trying not to fall asleep, like their eyes just slowly closing, but they want to hear the song. Mm. So,
Put Marimba on.
Oh, that noise.
Oh, I hate it, actually.
It's like, it really reminds me of just getting up stupidly early for stuff. Oh. If you are listening worldwide today, hi, welcome to Radio 1. You need to be aware of something that at the moment we do not have over here in Great Britain. There's something that we are short of. Maybe you could send some over.
What is that?
Finger rolls.
Finger rolls? What
you,
are they?
You try and get one. You cannot at the moment.
What is a finger roll?
Right, my mum's coming tonight. I said we'd have a barbecue. Can I get a long roll to fit a sausage for a hot dog? No, I can't.
I'm sure you can. We do have those here.
Well, we don't, because I've scoured at least 4 shops today and there are none.
Yeah, but Scott, if I worked in a shop and someone came up to me and asked for a finger roll, I wouldn't...
You'd say, yes, certainly, here they are. I presume you're having a barbecue with sausages.
I wouldn't know what they are.
Yes, you would. There's a million burger baps. That's all fine. Finger rolls, they are not on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, you're right.
I'm very good.
Summer, I'm excited.
Summer attire is on.
Yeah.
We've all got the legs out today.
I have a little sock update every week with you, Chris, don't I? Because here's the thing, about 3 weeks ago I said, oh, you want to buy a boat shoe? Get yourself the hidden lady sock. The little sock, no one can see them, ladies wear them.
Pop sock.
The pop sock. Mm-hmm. And Chris was like, not going to happen, not going to happen.
And
anyway,
now,
last week he was wearing considerably shorter socks. This week he's very much flirting with a pop sock, aren't he?
There we are, you see.
What's going on there?
He does.
I can only just see those socks.
Does take fashion advice from you, Matt. He might not say it at the time, but he does.
I reckon next week, full pop sock.
Mm. I don't know, because I've only got a couple pairs of these. And as I was saying to Scott, it's like you can only really wear them a maximum of 3 days in this heat.
That is disgusting.
What?
Because
3 days?
Well, yeah, because you're not going to... You need to...
You don't wear socks for 3 days in normal weather.
Hang on. You get them out at the end of the day and wring them out.
No, it's not that bad.
Drape them out the window.
Oh, no, I'm not going to go into it, but I need to buy some more of these socks. There you go.
Yeah, you do. If you're wearing one pair for 3 days,
I've had the same socks on. Gross.
God, what are they like after 3 days? Really starchy. Is it like trying to slip your foot into a crisp packet?
I think leave this topic now, because
do you have to crack them with a hockey stick to get them in the washing machine?
a lot of what's being said on this show is trending worldwide very quickly.
That's right.
There's a lot
pop
of people.
Hashtag pop sock.
I think hashtag not.
So let's play Real or No Real. And today, this is where the directioners are going to win. See, loads of Scott Mills points, because you get 10 for each one you get right. People that know a lot about Harry Styles, which is a lot of people listening right now, will just smash this Real or No Real today. Before we talk to Harry and play Best Song Ever for the first time on Radio 1, here is Matt Edmondson and Chris with Real or No Real. They're all about Hazza.
The first gig Harry Styles ever went to was by the hairy How You Remind Me hitmakers Nickelback.
Ah, yeah, Nickelback. Mm. One of them's going out with Avril Lavigne.
Married.
You guys chat about this the other day, yeah. Married. Your obsession.
Married.
They're married.
Married and sold the deal to OK Magazine. Brilliant pictures. Please look at the pictures. And wow. I'm obsessed with reading interviews when they're both together.
That is amazing.
Weirdest couple ever.
They are the strangest couple ever. Yeah. But Harry went to see Nickelback, you reckon?
Yeah.
He's a bit rock and roll, isn't he, Harry Styles?
Yeah, but our Nickelback.
Yeah. The thing is, it would sort of fit. Was this his first gig? Is that what we're saying here? The first
gig one he ever went to.
Okay, so I'm saying, I mean, this kind of adds up timing-wise, doesn't it?
And it's actually way...
Hang on, what's the maths you're doing here, Chris?
Well, what I'm saying is, what age do you go to your first gig?
Yeah, like 13, 14, 15?
Well, he is, what, 19, 20 now?
I think he's about 20 now, yeah? 19, okay. 20, yeah. 7 years ago, Nickelback. It's better than big. They were big.
It's better than my first gig.
What was your first gig?
Eternal.
Smash Hits, Poll Winner's Party.
Yeah.
My first gig, and I was a late bloomer, I suppose, to the world of gigs, was, I think, 17, and it was Busted.
Good gig. There's no shame in that. There is no shame in that.
That's fine.
Unless you're Charlie Simpson.
So, Harry Styles' first gig was actually at Nickelback. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real as well.
That one is real.
Yes. People knock Nickelback, but that is a big song.
Huge.
This is how you remind me of.
And also, I want to be a rock star.
Oh, yeah. Oof, and the one from the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah, that was just Chad on his own.
Was that Chad? And what was the guy did it with him? Another bearded fella. Oh, Hero, yeah.
Hero, yeah. What about this Harry Styles fact? Is it real or is it no real?
Harry Styles is a keen knitter and has been spotted on the One Direction tour bus knitting booties for the imminently expected royal baby.
It's good to have a hobby. It is good to have a hobby.
Must get boring on that tour bus.
Dexterous with his fingers. Knitting would be a good use of that.
Mm.
But does he knit on the tour bus? And at the moment... Currently halfway through some booties for the new royal baby.
Wrong time of year, isn't it? That baby's coming imminently. The last thing he wants is knitwear.
Needs flip-flops.
In this sunshine, yeah.
I can't see this one myself. I think this is a bit too far-fetched. Harry Styles knitting.
But think about it. He's on tour all the time, right?
Yeah, I get
jetting
that.
Around the world.
Yeah.
He can't leave the hotel that much because he'll get mobbed by all the fans, obviously.
It's a problem.
He needs a hobby. What's he going to do? It's that or Scrabble.
Knit.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say real.
Matt says real. Chris says no real.
That one is no real.
No, okay, but...
Prove it.
But I do hear that he can knit. That's true. So kind of half.
Who's to say that he's never knitted on tour? Who's to say?
Well, yeah, it's just the booties bit that's not real.
He's not doing the booties.
But he can knit. Ladies love a guy that can knit, don't they?
They do. I wish I could knit. I might have to get Harry to teach me.
Sorry. Go on.
I was going to say, she released like a Christmas DVD.
Oh, good
idea.
Harry
Styles does knitting.
Harry Styles cites a falling out over Taylor Swift's love of antiques as the reason for the premature end of their relationship.
Yep. And then she went... Was it her love of antiques, tables, chairs... Let's split them up.
Well, who hates an antique?
Me.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you not like an antique?
No.
What's wrong with an antique?
I just have to go antique shopping with my dad sometimes. It's like boring.
Do you like kind of crisp straight lines and like wipe down white surfaces?
A bit more, yeah. I'm not a fan of a Queen Anne leg.
No? Okay.
Are we saying so Swiftie loves the antiques, does she?
She loves it. And every single time she'd be like... Oh, hey, Harry, let's go look around some antique shops. He's like, oh, boring.
Yeah. Oh, Harry, do your David Dickinson impression, but in an American accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see Swiftie being right into antiques.
So can I, actually.
She looks like one.
She looks like an antique?
What? No, I just mean, like, she's quite...
old, crusty.
Distinguished.
No, a bit like...
Mahogany.
You're saying, like, Alice Levine, almost.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like,
kind of porcelain...
Be careful here, everyone.
Victorian lady.
Don't want to... That's not a compliment to a lady and say, you look like an antique, love.
No, I mean like more Victorian, more demure, more kind of like she could easily be in a period drama.
Mm. Well, it can be read in that way, or it could be read in the way of like your face looks like it's been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
The face is so unique, people want to collect that.
Mm. Yeah, which is a lovely thing to say to a girl, I would have thought, isn't it? Your face is so unique.
If I saw you in an auction, I'd bid on you.
Yeah. If I saw you on Bargain Hunt.
So...
Real or no real, Swifties' love of antiques is why they broke up.
I think that's a good point, actually. You've just made that. If you loved antiques, you'd go on Bargain Hunt, wouldn't you? I haven't seen Swiftie on Bargain Hunt, nor Celebrity Bargain Hunt.
Cash in the Attic?
No.
I've not seen it.
No. What's the one Dickinson does? Real Deal?
Real Deal, it's not
Will
on.
You accept £10? £20?
My favourite thing with that show is the people peering in the background.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
It's kind of weird.
What deal are they going to make?
I'm going to say no real on that one, please, Scott.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
However, there was a rumour at the time that it was one of the many rumours why they broke up about it, but we have no proof.
Just like the knitting.
Same. And next.
Harry Styles has a phobia of the marimba ringtone.
Oh, Scott, how does marimba go?
Oh, it's that horrible noise. That
it's just like that wake
that's
up.
That's my
noise.
Alarm.
Horrible.
That's my alarm. Also, I once set my girlfriend's number to another like novelty ringtone. And then when I updated my phone, it deleted it and it defaults to that.
Oh, no. Oh.
So I thought, it's either my girlfriend ringing or waking up.
Oh, no.
So both awful things.
Waking up is, both awful things.
Yeah.
So. So, is Harry Styles having an actual phobia of marimba? Hates it. Can't even be in the same room as it. Can't hear it.
Because some celebrities do throw phones. I'm not going to name names for fear of getting sued. But people, some of the big ones, some of the big Hollywood A-list, some of the supermodels, they throw a phone around from time to time. Do you think it's marimba? Is that the reason?
Well, I would throw it if I was
get
a Hollywood A-list.
Get that marimba away from me.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
It is annoying. I'm going to say real.
Oh, the fans are on going, oh my God, you should not have mentioned Taylor. That's a bad mistake. Taylor.
We didn't.
Harry and Taylor.
We mentioned Taylor.
But we mentioned them breaking up.
So still Taylor.
Still Taylor. Anyway, so marimba, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
No, hang on. You can't. No, don't change your mind. He said, take his first answer. He said real. No real.
Right, I'm saying real. Whatever, I'm still going to win.
That one is real.
Thank you.
Hates it. And at the end of that, Harry Styles' real or no real special.
Matt loses. He only got 20.
The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Gracie.
Hi.
You okay? You all right? Yeah. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Millwall, Cumbria.
Who are you with?
I'm with my friends Megan and Simone.
Can I hear a noise from all of them to explain how excited you might be?
They win.
That's the one that I was expecting from everyone. Okay, so have you been texting each other, listening to Radio 1 all day?
All day.
Okay, haven't got long to wait. It's literally minutes away. And a chat with Harry, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Gracie. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Hi, Harry Styles.
Hello, Scott Mills.
You okay?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good. I haven't heard your voice for a while. It's a bit strange hearing it again.
It's been far too long.
It has. So what we're going to play in a few minutes, describe it to me in detail.
Okay. best song ever is my favourite song that we've done so far. I know everyone kind of comes back with new music and kind of goes, oh, this is a little bit different from what we've done before.
Okay.
But it is. It's just a little bit, it's kind of a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not like Slipknot or anything, but a bit kind of bigger, or like the drums are bigger, the guitars are bigger, so, and we really like it.
Are you missing anything being on your world tour? Because you've been away a while now.
Yeah.
What do you miss, Harry Styles?
You know what I actually really miss is, like, clean clothes.
What, do you not have someone to wash them for you?
Yeah, well, we do, like, we have, like, laundry days, but you still only have the same 6 T-shirts, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Same 2 pairs of jeans.
I don't understand this. Do you have to do your own laundry?
Well, we can do.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Jeans at the venues. There's machines there, so sometimes we do.
I can't see you, like, sat next to Niall waiting for your s'mores to dry.
Oh, yeah.
Does that happen?
For sure.
For sure.
Sometimes we sit there, watching it go round.
I would have thought you'd have people to do everything. Like, not too long ago, we spoke to Si, and he has someone that just massages his legs when he feels tired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And his shows, his concerts are so long. He does, like, a 4-hour show, but he will have someone to massage his legs halfway through. You should get that.
It's a really stiff leg at the moment, that's a maybe.
Your leg is stiff?
Yeah.
Right. You could probably ring someone now and a masseuse would appear within probably 5 minutes.
That was what you wanted to get from this interview, wasn't it?
Stiff leg.
Yeah, that's
there
what.
There it is.
There it is. Thanks, Harry. Here's the snow. So, if you...
Keep that one. Bye.
Yeah, bye. See you soon. If you're having a day off, which isn't that often, do you have someone to call who will literally do anything you want while you lie in bed? So if you ran out of loo roll, for instance, would someone go and fetch it for you without you having to leave?
I usually would just call down to hotel reception.
Oh, hotel, isn't it?
If they've got any more, yeah.
Yeah. Are you in a hotel at the moment?
Yeah. I am.
Are you in bed?
I am in bed.
Okay. Do girls still book hotel rooms in the same hotel as you in the hope that they might get the room next door to yours?
They do sometimes.
What's your latest name that you check in as?
It was Mick Green. But I'm going to have to change it today.
Oh, right. So up until this point, it was Nick Green.
Yeah.
Can we give you a new one?
Please, just for tonight's hotel.
Okay.
What are we thinking?
I think Pocahontas.
Yes.
Okay.
Will you be Pocahontas when you check in?
Do I have to split it? Is it like Mr. Poker and then Hontas?
Yeah.
Wherever, do.
Whichever way you can get Pocahontas in, do you care? Be Mr. Poker, Hontas, but please be her.
Okay. All
right. Right, so this track we're about to play, Best Song Ever, is coming out on Monday. This coming Monday, that's when you can download it. And you've got the film coming out as well. Third...
We have.
3D film out in August called This Is Us.
Yeah, and the song's going to be kind of like the soundtrack to the film too.
Did you ask them to cut anything out because you didn't want anyone to see you doing that?
Doing that? No.
Really?
I think so. I mean, we saw a lot of, like, later cuts and then we'd, like, change little things, but there wasn't a moment where someone said, you know, like, oh, I don't want you to show me brushing my teeth, so can we not have that in? Nothing like that.
So there's a lot of access, a lot of things that we wouldn't have seen you do before.
Absolutely, yeah. I think so.
This world tour is long. Are any of the... You can be honest with me, Harry. Are any of the band actually really annoying you now?
No, not really.
No.
What's the last argument been about? You must have them.
I think the last argument was... It's been a while.
But what was it?
I think it was about what film we had on a bus.
And out of interest, what was it?
Can't remember.
Oh.
But the people who work with us, we have a couple of females on one of the buses, and they, I don't mean to be stereotypical, they just watch Sex and the City marathons all the time.
Boo.
Which is a great show, by the way.
It is a great show.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is.
I've never seen it before.
It is good,
it's a
right?
Great show.
But you've only just got into it now because they watch it, and it is actually very good once you get into it.
Yeah.
But if you're saying you like that
series too.
If you're saying you like that, Scott, you can probably recommend him loads of stuff because Sex and the City does not appeal to me.
Yeah, you want to be watching like Desperate
Did
Housewives.
You watch it,
yeah, I've seen it. You want to be watching like Desperate Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Hardcore Porn is a good show.
Oh no, I've seen that.
That's good, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, when they all like get angry at each other when they steal people's things. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, in the pawn shop. What else is there? Storage Hunters is good.
Yeah.
Seen it?
Do they still have that Extreme Hoarders show?
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay.
That's still on.
Yeah.
Okay, Harry, well, I'll let you go back to sleep. But will you introduce Best Song Ever for us, because it's about to be played for the first time on BBC Radio 1.
Okay. Hello, this is Harry from One Direction, and this is our brand new song, exclusive to Radio 1, called Best Song Ever.
Good to speak to you, Harry.
You too. Thanks
Love you, bye. Come home soon.
Bitch in a bit. Love you, bye.
Loads of good stuff on Friday's podcast. If you hit subscribe, you'll get it for free all the time, all our best bits every day. We are back on Radio 1 from 1 p.m. on Monday afternoon. Have a listen if you can.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.